1. Which personality traits are the most important for successful project completion? In my opinion, hard work, dedication, time management, creativity, and oral skills are the main keys. 2. Could you elaborate on that a bit? Yes, most projects need careful planning and a deadline, such as the budgeting plan that I worked on with Mr. Lin. Because of his outstanding social and negotiating skills, we did not spend over our budget, but we had success. 3. What are some of the most important steps when starting a project? I reckon that the critical stages when beginning a project include assessment, planning, research, and execution. By preparing these things, we can reach optimal results. 4. How about after finishing a project? From my perspective, feedback and reassessment are extremely essential. If we encounter similar projects in the future, we will yield even better results. 5. How has technology helped people manage their projects more efficiently? In my point of view, technology has a great impact on projects for all kinds of organizations or any execution. Firstly, it facilitates communication and collaboration. For example, instant messaging tools allow team members to quickly and easily collaborate with team members at any time of the day. Secondly, it can store and back up a large amount of data. Paper files have largely become obsolete with the introduction of project management technology. The storage of information within the cloud allows you to save any data on the disk as well as secure the files even if the system encounters a problem. 6. Is technology always helpful? Personally, I think it is useful most of the time. However, it has some difficulties for companies because of several reasons. Firstly, it's costly. For example, quality project management software costs money to implement and maintain. Moreover, the program is quite complex. So it can take a lot of time to use it, as not everyone is good at technology. 7. Why is it a good idea to work together with other people? As the saying goes, two heads are better than one. By collaborating with others, we can bring different perspectives to the project and ensure that it is completed successfully and in a timely manner. 8. When can this be a problem? I believe that it has some drawbacks, as it can lead to a diffusion of responsibility and sometimes lead to arguments among team members. 9. What are good ways to create effective teamwork? There are various methods of creating efficient teamwork such as O. Kick off a project efficiently. O. Have good communication skills and be attentive when talking to everyone. O. Work well with everyone by identifying personalities and respecting differences. O. Clarify roles and responsibilities. O. Recognize the value of each team member. 10. Which is the most important, and why? From my perspective, having good communication skills is definitely a main point to making a project successful, as it can clear up misunderstandings, so we work collaboratively/collaboratively/for a shared goal to have the best result.